Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 114. We're reading it twice. The first time we read it is from the Amplified Bible, which is a great study Bible. It sort of goes into word definitions and explanations. And then we're going to use the New Revised Standard Version as well, which is a very good academic translation. So join with me as we read together and then reflect on Psalm 114, first from the Amplified Bible. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The Red Sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains leaped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you leap like rams? O little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, Israel, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of water. And now we read again, but this time we're going to read from the New Revised Standard Version. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. So this is Psalm 114, and it gives us a shout back to the Exodus, when Israel escaped from Egypt and they crossed through the Red Sea. And we get this really beautiful personification of the sea. And I don't know how you picture the Red Sea, and there's lots of really good artistic depictions of it. But it's as if the sea looks at the people of Israel. The sea looks at God and it flees from him. Now, no one is so powerful, no human is so powerful that the sea is afraid of him, that the sea is afraid of them and tries to run away. Yet God is so powerful that the creation itself, the world itself, knows that it doesn't stand a chance against him. And so we get this phrase, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Whatever problems or mountains or oceans or things that look insurpassable are before us, God is mightier and more powerful. He is so powerful that the mountains and the hills skip. They run away like rams, like lambs, like sheep in a field. Now, I personally don't think I could take a mountain in a fight, but against a baby lamb, I think I might have a shot. And that's a much more visual picture. Not that I'm saying we should have violence against animals, but the idea that a lamb would run away from me, in the same way the mountains and the hills would run away from God if he were against them. So I encourage you today with this: the Lord is with you. The Lord who brought Israel through the Red Sea on dry land is with you. The Lord from whom the ocean ran away from is with you. The Lord who makes the mountains skip and run away like rams and the hills like lambs is with you. God is so powerful that he can even turn a rock, and there's nothing drier than a rock, into a pool of water. There's no rule, no law, no thing in nature that is more powerful than God. He is powerful and wonderful. He turned the rock into water, what, just for fun? To mock the rock? No, to feed and to give water to his people. So Lord, whatever situation we are in, we pray that we would know that you are mighty and powerful and that you are with us. We thank you for your wonders in the Exodus and your wonders that continue today. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.